And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, a tough game last week against a very high-quality opponent in Ord. We saw in the first two plays just how quickly the game of football can change momentum. You guys get the ball to start the game. You hit a beautiful 40-yard pass to Quentin Coble to get things started. And then on the next play, a strip fumble that Ord returns for a touchdown. Plays like that can be tough to overcome sometimes, can't they?
Yeah, they can be. You know, we felt good. We hit that 40-yard pass, felt good about ourselves, and then they stripped it, and our head kind of hung for a minute. But I felt like our kids kept fighting, and you know, then we had another fumble later on that they scored on. So those two fumbles changed the game pretty quickly, and kind of took us out of our game plan. But I thought our kids played hard when we played defense. We made them earn the first downs and drive the ball. Offensively, at times, we got all of our blocks and moved the ball. We just got to get better and be more consistent.
Coach, I know that at the end of the game, you see a zero on the scoreboard, but, boy, thinking back to it, it wasn't like you couldn't do anything. I mean, there were plays here and there. You were able to move the ball at times, but I guess maybe not be able to put plays together necessarily to get that one big scoring drive. Is that kind of how you saw it, looking at the film?
Yeah, I've seen it that way. I just seen it on first down. You know, we'd get 4 or 5 yards and feel good. Then we'd have a play where we might miss a blitz. And those are things that we'll, you know, we can correct and get better at. But we're at the point in the season where we got to start doing it now and making those corrections immediately seeing those things. You know, we've been at it for 4 or 5 weeks now, and our kids got to see those and make those corrections. So.
Carly, I know that we hear the term consistency a lot in any sporting event and in athletic competition. How do you work on consistency? Is it repetition, or how do you try to approach that as a coach?
A lot of drill and practice. You know, they say it takes 10,000 times to get good at a skill, and you know, we rep those things every week in practice and try to get better at it. And we're seeing improvement. I mean, in certain areas, our steps, our footwork is getting better. And I think we're just going to keep improving every week. The coaches and I, when we evaluate film, we look at those things. And this week, our steps were good. Now we just got to find the consistency with our hands and where they got to be and our height and how we stay low and those type of things. So we're getting there. It's just a process that you got to keep working at. So.
Coach, I know that in athletics, there's the physical part of the game, and then there's the mental part of the game. What's further ahead, do you think, with your kids, physically or mental?
Physically, I think we're good. Ord gave us a compliment, said that we were the most physical team they've played all year. So I think physically we're there. We just got to get the mental part of the game and you know, see the things, know our blocks, recognize the fronts they're giving us, and then follow our blocking rules and those type of things. And same thing on defense. It's just we're physical. We just got to do the little things right, you know, where we step, where we put our hands, how we squeeze down, you know, what shoulder do we take on that block with, and stuff like that. So.
Carly, it's hard to believe, but it's like we're moving into the second half of the season now. Five games left. What are the goals for you as a coach for your team as you go into the second half of the season?
Well, I just want to see us keep improving and getting better at all those little things I just talked about. And I think if we do those things, we're going to find success down the road. But we just got to find that consistency in what we're doing. Eliminate some of these errors that are costing us first downs or giving up first downs. And we're getting there. You know, putting in a new system, new blocking scheme for our kids, it takes a while. You know, so I think that as we just keep progressing, I think we're going to get better. And my goal is for our kids just to keep getting better every week.
Coach, let's talk about the health of the team now that we're coming into kind of the second half of the season. I know that there have been a couple of injuries. We've talked about them, but that we're midway through it, where does the health of the team stand?
We got a couple kids that probably won't come back, Lathan Duda and Hagen Campbell. But otherwise, we're fairly healthy. The kids feel good. We're just number-wise, if we get some upper-class kids, junior, seniors hurt, then we're going to have to look down at some freshmen and sophomores to play. So that's always a big part of the season. We got to stay healthy, injury-free, and if we do that, I think the kids will find some success. So,
Coach, the challenge this Friday is going to be O'Neill. They come in with a 1-3 record. As you will look at them on film, how do you kind of see that matchup and keys for your team to be successful?
Well, I think we match up pretty evenly. They have a good quarterback that throws the ball pretty well, so we're going to have to. They show multiple formations, try to confuse you. In that sense, offensively, defensively, they like to load the box. So I think we match up pretty well with our guys up front, and our running backs are both similar on both teams. So they've had a few injuries also that were key to them. So I think it'll be a pretty even matchup, and I think it's a great opportunity for our kids if we come out and execute and make the necessary improvements.
Well, Coach, as always, we really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us each and every week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, I appreciate it.
That's Head Coach Carly Wells joining us on the Friday Night Lights pregame show.